Now, a listener. Jan Johnson is a wife and mother. Both her husband and her two sons served in the armed forces. This is what she wanted to say.
While the events of September the 11th, 2001, briefly touched all lives in America, they remained in my family's lives forever. After witnessing those acts, my youngest son, Justin, decided to enlist in the Army. After training, he found himself stationed at Fort Hood, Texas, with the prestigious 1st Cavalry Division. According to his leaders, he was a soldier's soldier, a shining example of what one should be. Justin was so excited about his new way of life that he talked his older brother Joshua into joining as well. I don't believe any mother could have been prouder than I was. Then, in May of 2003, my husband Joe decided to rejoin the military. After a 22-year break from the armed services, he joined the Georgia National Guard to serve with his sons. When Justin found out he was headed to Iraq, his father immediately started searching for a National Guard unit that would deploy with 1st Cavalry. Joe wanted to serve with Justin, partly for the honor and partly in hopes of protecting his son from danger. Apparently, though, it wasn't meant to be. My husband was injured during training and could not deploy to Iraq. Justin and his unit arrived in Baghdad on March 30th of 2004. I knew he was in a dangerous place, but never expected to come home from church only 11 days later, on Easter Sunday morning, and find the Army waiting for me. Justin had been killed the previous night, while on patrol, by a roadside bomb. Receiving this news was the next to the hardest thing I have ever done. The hardest was picking up the phone and calling his dad to tell him that his son was dead. While I mourned Justin's death, my pride in my son only grew. He was a man who willingly wrote a blank check to his country, the one that could possibly be cashed in the amount of his life, and had it cashed. Our story doesn't stop here, though. A little over a year after our son's death, my husband got his chance to serve in Iraq. He spent 8 months in country, six of which were spent in the deadly Al-Anbar province as a gunner on a Humvee. This is the same job our son had died doing. Am I proud of him for his continued service, even after what we had been through? You bet. Military pride runs long and deep through both sides of our family. We have had someone who has served in all major armed conflicts of our country since the Civil War. Justin was the only one to have paid the ultimate price. Joe and Joshua made a commitment to our nation and intended to keep it. How could I possibly question that? Was I worried about them going to war? Yes, but I believe in what the Bible says, that our days are numbered. To me, that means when your time is up, it doesn't matter where you're at or what you're doing. So, as you can see, everyone from our family is serving this country. My role during this entire time? Making sure our troops who are actively serving are not forgotten. As for our fallen heroes, I try to attend as many funerals in Georgia as possible to show these families that their courage and dedication to our country and the rest of the world will long be remembered.
That was Jan Johnson of Lyerloo, Georgia. Her son, Army Specialist Justin Johnson, died in Baghdad in April 2004. We thank her for sharing her story. A picture of her son is on our website, npr.org/tellmemore.